this morning, I'd like us to consider in the Gospel of Luke, in the 15th chapter, we see a great story conveyed to us by Jesus. Now, he had just been in the 14th chapter teaching to a large crowd, and as crowds were gathering still, which in the Bible points out, it included all manners of people. There was no social profiling, no special invited guests here, no pick and choose invitees, just those who wanted to hear the teachings of Jesus. One of the neatest things that we see the writers point out here about Jesus, not just here, but several times through Scripture, is that he had compassion on them. All thems, the you and I thems, are all in that. And on the heels of this teaching in chapter 14, chapter 15, in the second verse, opens up and tells us that the Pharisees and the scribes started murmuring and complaining. And this is what they said. They said, "This man receiveth sinners and eats with them." Just to let you in on a little secret, that's exactly what's still going on today and right now. He's receiving us, and we're partaking of a meal with him. And we're the recipients of that blessing now. In this chapter 15, Jesus shares and gives us three different stories, which is really, if we think about it, one story about the compassion he has for you and I today. In all three of these stories, the compassion of the shepherd, the woman, and the father all rejoiced when the lost was found. And the compassion was displayed by their action. The shepherd risked all that he had to go after the one. The woman tore her house apart, leaving nothing out until she found the coin. And the father of the wayward son showed amazing compassion and restraint by allowing the son to go out on his own. He allowed him the freedom of choice, knowing that the possibility was there that he would never return. But what we see of the father is he never stopped looking and longing for that return. Verse 17 in chapter 15 says, "And when he came to himself, he returned to the father." The compassionate father, the forgiving father. We generally refer to this story as the prodigal son, and we could probably just as easily call it the proactive father. Because in all three of these cases, something was done and put forth. In Psalm 103:13, we read, "As the father had compassion on the children, so the Lord has compassion on all those who fear him." Our Heavenly Father has showed us a great example of passion for us by allowing his son to be the sacrifice for you and I. He could have easily spared him from the cross, but the son's desire was both for his father and for us, his children. And I like how it says, In other places it says, he endured the cross for you and I. Now that's an act of the Father's compassion. As we partake of these emblems today, let's remember the compassion he showed for us, and then in turn show that compassion to others. Dear Father in heaven, we come today and how thankful we are to see stories like this and parables in the Bible that you put there for us, to put there to show us and to explain to us your compassion that you had then and you have still today for each of us. And we're so happy to have this opportunity that could it be said of us, or could it be said of you still today, that you receive sinners and eat with them as we partake around this Lord's Supper that you commemorated that last evening, that you had with your disciples there, and you give that as an example for us today as we can still come before you and be assured that you join us here around this table to remember that death and remember the sacrifice that's been paid, but just remind us, too, of the compassion you had for each of us. For your Son's name we pray.